Okay, I was told that I was playing it too safe and that I should stick my neck out when reviewing coffees that came through Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ through the evaluation system here during 2014. And I should really narrow it down and say, what was the best espresso blend? What was the best, or espresso, even sometimes if it's just a single origin, but as an espresso and a milk-based drink, which one was the best that came through the door here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, Southwest London? Which one was the best on the cupping table? Which one was the best newcomer? Which one was the best revelation of a roast that it might have been roasting for a while, but hasn't come across Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, or vice versa? Which was the best one that I received from abroad? Because, believe it or not, I also get send coffees from abroad. This third wave coffee roaster wave is not only hitting the UK, it's hitting Europe, it's hitting Germany, Austria, it's hitting Scandinavia, of course, which, well, a big part of it actually is in Scandinavia. So, I'm going to put my neck out, and I'm also even go as far as to saying which one was that I think that I roasted best this year, because I also evaluate green bean roasters, merchants, and that is an exciting adventure in itself. So I am going to stick my neck out, and believe it or not, and it's something I don't like talking about, and I never review, is those coffees that come through Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ and get the same treatment, the same respect, the same evaluation, the same attention to detail, the same love that I put in, but who don't get reviewed and don't get reported on. Because one thing I don't like is I don't like bad press. I don't like saying bad things, even if it's completely neutral or as neutral as it can be. I don't like reporting on it. So just to put things into perspective, I've had quite a few coffees as well this year, which I can't rave about, which I don't want to talk about. So let's just get the facts straight here, and let's get straight down to it. Now, let's start with espresso and with milk-based drinks. A roaster that I really like and I've been following as well over the years, and they've changed roaster, I think, for the last couple of years or so, and that's Alchemy. And I do love what Alchemy do now. There's a particular blend that I love, which is called Opus. I don't have the date on that. Yes, no, I don't. Yes, I do have the date. So roasted on the 1st of the 4th, 14, and I came across them again during the London Coffee Festival. So Opus, dark chocolate, cherry, amaretto is what they guide you to. 43% Brazil Sertanzinho, then Brazil Sambambay, and Colombian La Esperanza. This is what you find in there. Yellow Bourbon, Mundo Novo, Catura, Castillo, and Colombia. That must be the Colombian coffee. Pulp natural and wash processes. This was a coffee. Why I like this is because it lingered. First of all, it's a beautiful mouthfeel. It's a beautiful taste. It lingered forever. I remember distinctly doing a coffee before going swimming, another passion here from that I have personally. I swim every day, cold water, doesn't matter what the temperature is, I swim every day. And I remember distinctively drinking this coffee in the morning as an espresso, going off, jumping on my bicycle to Tuttingberg Lido, and still feeling it at length, 4, 5, 6, a beautiful lingering coffee, something I really can't emphasize enough how beautiful it is, of course, if the taste is what you like. Lingering, that is amazing. Okay, the best filter coffee. That's a bit more difficult. If you're looking for something that's kind of full-rounded, I would say the Kenya Terre EAB Washed SL28 Ryuru 11 Fürth Café, Austria. Beautiful, beautiful coffee. One afternoon I had it in the V60. It was a delight. It was blackberries galore, a beautiful mouthfeel. If you like something a bit lighter as a filter coffee, then I can only rave about beginning of the year, Caravan Coffee Roasters, Sam in particular, who is the head roaster here, he does amazing things. Kikai AB, a Kenyan coffee varietal, again, SL28, SL34, and Ryuru 11. This was a lime bomb. This acidity as lime was just beautiful. More kind of black tea-ish like. Absolutely divine. Sticking with Caravan, I would say another amazing filter coffee. Or this kind of goes over and into the cupping table. Was the Rocco Mountain Reserve, they call it, when they actually roasted it as a filter. I was there, I was cupping with Sam, and when it came off the ground, the freshly ground just kind of hit me and intoxicated me. A beautiful coffee. Their espresso blend, pretty good too. But is it going to be as great as the Opus? I'm going to stick with the Opus. They, of course, change also their blends. The market blend is forever changing. The discovery of 2014, for me, Extract Coffee Roasters. Of course, they've been going for a while, but I haven't come across them before. So it was actually a year ago that I got an email from them, and then we never got together. And this year I rekindled that, and they sent me some coffee. This particular roaster sent me on a journey with the Rocco Mountain, which was amazing. But I think what really also stood out was the Kiangoi that they've done two different profiles with, an espresso and a filter coffee. So, Extract Coffee, the discovery for me of the year. From abroad, Coffee Circle from Germany. They deal with Ethiopian coffees only. Duromina, amazing coffee, single origin. It was just a delight. I got that in March. That was beautiful, very versatile as a filter coffee. So different brewing methods. The V60, the AeroPress, the Chemex, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, the on the cupping table, again, it was just by chance that I got something from Per Nordby in Gothenburg. And that was a revelation. I got an Ethiopian and I got a Mexican. They were just unbelievable. The cleanest coffees I've ever tasted. I raved about it in November. You can go back on that. What else? The best coffee that I roasted, definitely Guatemala San Martin La Pendiente Red Catuai from Third Wave Coffee Source. Nadine Rash, beautiful. She's there now in Guatemala sourcing all the best coffees that she will bring over again to this country. Unbelievable. Now, the year isn't over. Of course the year isn't over. And I've got here in my very hands Workshop Coffee, another roaster, Richard Shannon, that I've known for a while, that I admire. Beautiful coffees coming out of there. I've got the Sumbili Espresso, which is a washed red bourbon varietal, and it comes from Rwanda. I love coffees from Africa. And then the most all-rounder of the year, Mikosta from Small Batch. Elle in Hove, I visited the roastery a couple of times. The Mikosta was just a delight. The Grand Fromage was a delight. But I will go the all-rounder because I did an espresso with it. I did an AeroPress with it. I did a filter coffee with it. I did a Chemex with it. It delighted on all fronts. And it accompanied me not only on the journey on the palate, but I was traveling with my aging mother in Switzerland, and it came with me with all my paraphernalia, and it just delighted me all along my Swiss travels. Even my mother, who prefers teas and Darjeelings in particular, she loved that coffee. So it's definitely a coffee that I hope will come back next year. Mikosta fully washed Burundi coffee. Delicious. The new kids on the block, Campbell and Syme, which I've discovered this year. They just started this year. And they've got an espresso blend called Red Purple Haze. It was called Purple Haze. Federation use it in Brixton Village. Beautiful. So, new kids on the block, definitely for me, Campbell and Syme. And of course, there are so many more roasters that I will still discover in 2015. Can't wait to get new coffees through my fingers that I can just do justice to. And that's what Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is all about, is really honoring what's happening out there in the third wave, honoring the different beans, the farmers, the different processes, the different varietals. And encouraging people who maybe don't know that that coffee is such a volatile, such an amazing, natural, organic product. Just encouraging and inspiring them, hopefully, to seek out coffees. We are so blessed with all these artisan roasters. So this is Coffee Mumbo Jumbo signing out, maybe not entirely for 2014, but signing out for now on this beautiful mid-December Sunday. Wow, have I got time left? I got 14 seconds. I forgot the best cascara has been. I love cascara. Cascara can be cold brewed, hot brewed. This is Finca David Vilca sun-dried cascara. Beautiful, from Has Been.